You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Lots of people have opinions about the health of Onondaga Lake and recreation around it. An update from Onondaga County and Honeywell shows that a number of projects addressing both concerns are moving right along. County Office of Environment Director Travis Glazier notes water quality has been a topic on other bodies of water due to algae.
Beaches have been in the news quite a bit lately. There's been a lot of discussions about water quality, about access to beaches, about whether or not beaches remain open.
Glazier notes health concerns that close Skinny Atlas, Jamesville, and other beaches would not have shut down Onondaga's water.
All the information, all the data that we've invested in over time, watching and monitoring the lake, is showing us clearly we're 10 years of clean, swimmable water. Those same standards that will be held at other water bodies, Onondaga Lake has been swimmable during a 10-year long period.
The county is in the middle of a beach feasibility study. They are also continuing to extend the Loop the Lake Trail along the southwest part of the shoreline. And the county and city are working together on a lakeside park at the end of the city's creek walk. Honeywell has been working to clean the lake, not always to everyone's satisfaction. But Remediation Director John McAuliffe says there's also been extensive shoreline work, bringing back 90 acres of wetlands.
What type of habitat was going to be best for the fish? What type of habitat was going to be most consistent with what was native, what had been there? But at the end of the day, it's really nice to go out there and see the wildlife return to the wetlands that we planted.
McAuliffe says Honeywell planted 800,000 plants to restore wetlands. They're also submerging 2,000 structures underwater to attract fish. The group Focus Syracuse hosted the meeting. They say more than 1,000 people filled out surveys, hoping to boat, swim, fish, and have other recreation in and around Onondaga Lake. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.